Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Stephen. 10 in the morning here on KNSS on World Radio Day. By the way, if you heard that interview a few minutes ago with the BBC, you can hear it on our webpage. We've got a podcast up on our webpage, knssradio.com. 7:45, Stephen 10. Now, three big things. Basketball, Kansas 58, West Virginia 49. Tonight, Wichita State at Central Florida. Several students from Wichita suffer minor injuries as bus rolls onto its side on the Kansas Turnpike near Emporia. One man dead after shooting in southeast Wichita. No one arrested. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And as we take a look at the Thursday morning traffic commute, we are seeing a couple of slowdowns along the canal route at this hour. Bit of a slow-moving traffic situation on the canal route between Central and 13th, and a little bit slow at the North Junction there at I-135 and K-96. A little bit of slower-moving traffic at this hour as traffic volumes are picking up here on the Thursday morning commute. It's Traffic Update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Bundle up, bundle up, bundle up. Increasing clouds and cold today with a high of only 22 degrees. Mostly cloudy, cold tonight, the overnight low 8. Friday, mostly sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high up to 37 degrees.
Oh, woohoo!
Now partly cloudy. North wind gusting up around 25 miles per hour, 10 degrees. The wind chill is 8 below. Hey, if your company has huge phone bills from one of those national companies with lots of fees, or if you're paying over $60 per line, you should give Ron a call and see what he can quote you. VoxLink could possibly save you up to 35% or more off your monthly bill. Call Ron at 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-869-5465. The website, vox-link.com. VoxLink. It's at 7:47 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we've got some breaking news. KNSS breaking news for you this morning. The publisher of the Miami Herald, the Kansas City Star, dozens of other newspapers, including the Wichita Eagle, is filing for bankruptcy protection.
Oh, boy.
McClatchy Company says it will continue to run normally as it pursues approval of its restructuring plan under Chapter 11. Its 30 local newsrooms are operating as usual. McClatchy expects fourth quarter revenues of $183.9 million. That's down 14% from a year earlier. Its 2019 revenue is anticipated to slide 12.1% from the previous year. So the Wichita Eagles own parent companies. And that's not good news. We don't like to see that.
And, of course, we'll get more on that story coming up from Bill Roy with the local business update from the Wichita Business Journal.
Yeah, Bill's going to be with you in just a minute. U.S. consumer prices rose modestly last month, weighed down by falling gasoline prices. The Labor Department says its consumer price index blipped up 0.1% in January after rising 0.2% in December. Over the past year, consumer inflation is up 2.5%. Biggest gain since October of 2018. And big tech saw favorable gains as the stock markets closed Wednesday.
A record close on Wall Street with the Dow up 275 points at the end of the Wednesday session. That's higher by close to 1%. The S&P 500 gaining 21 points, up by 0.7. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ also seeing an advance of 87 points, also close to a 1% rally as well. All three benchmarks in record territory. Dow closing for a 7th record close in this year. The S&P 500 11th record close. And the NASDAQ up some 13th record closes so far in 2020. The advance today was led by big tech, with WhatsApp users crossing 2 billion, according to Facebook. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Susan Lee, Fox News.
So the stock market continues to go up, up, and up ahead. And I'm getting kind of scared, a little giddy about that. 401ks seem to be doing good, and everything looks good. And of course, that's politically for
everything looks good, and you're scared.
For these, that's because that's why I'm scared. Sometimes if things are looking too good, I get kind of worried, a little paranoid about it, I guess. Hey, we've got the Steve and Ted poll question today.
Yes.
It's on our webpage, knssradio.com. And in case you didn't understand or didn't know, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And our question is, what is your go-to gift for Valentine's Day? Jewelry, 4%. Chocolate, 12%. A romantic evening dining out, 19%. Making a nice romantic dinner at home, it doesn't say who makes it, you or your spouse, 31%, or your loved one. Flowers, 35%.
I'm still shocked that the dinner at home is showing up, pulling the dinner out somewhere.
Yeah. Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. All right, we're coming up on 7:51 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for our Wichita Business Journal update with editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, breaking news, the Wichita Eagles parent company has declared bankruptcy. As you talked about, reports say the McClatchy Company filed for Chapter 11 protection to reorganize debt and will continue operations. Besides the Eagle, McClatchy owns the Kansas City Star, Miami Herald, Fort Worth Star Telegram, 30 properties in all. USA Today reports that the company has arranged to transfer ownership to new owners led by one of its lenders. Sedgwick County Commissioner Lacey Cruz says there is potential business in the African nation of Ghana. Cruz met with a business journal to talk about her recent trip to the country. She says the trip could lead to international partnerships for Wichita's aviation, education, and agricultural industries. She says it's an untapped market that Wichita and Ghana can benefit from. And check out the Wichita Business Journal's latest dream home, a $900,000 manse at Flint Hills National, 4 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, at the end of a cul-de-sac on a half-acre lot. Inside, 20-foot ceilings, a stone wood-burning fireplace, and stone and brick-arched columns. You can see pictures of this home there at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, let's talk about Lacey Cruz for just a minute. Anyway, we talked with Pete Meissner, the chair of the county commission this week, Steve and Ted, and he basically said, you know, it's okay she took the trip. It's just that they never had a real policy about that of getting,
right.
getting, I guess, permission or whatever and getting everybody knowing. So it kind of came as a surprise for some people, and I guess they didn't like surprises. But she has offered.
Yeah, this is a system that has been in place for a long time, and apparently it's now becoming an issue. I think it's just for transparency's sake, think it's good to have a policy in place that there's a little checks and balances there on spending. But, I think Commissioner Cruz's trip could, bring some,
business. Benefit. Yeah. Well, and I understand she has offered to pay back out of her pocket to do that. And I don't think that's right. I mean, for Pete's sake, we're trying to have a little transparency here. I'll tell you, I have not worked in the newspaper business. Ted started out in the newspaper business with the Wichita Eagle. And you and I have so many friends who have worked there over the years for the Wichita Eagle. And we just, keep our fingers crossed that this bankruptcy thing for McClatchy is somehow it's going to come out better in the end. What do you think?
I think so, too. I hope so. We're seen as a competitor to the Eagle.
Yeah,
I certainly
you are.
I don't take any joy in this. I think each community needs a strong daily newspaper to kind of complement what we do on a weekly basis and a daily basis online. A lot of friends have lost their jobs at the Eagle and at the Kansas City Star as well. We don't print here anymore, and so the hope is that they can continue and figure out a model that works for them.
Well, this media business gets tougher and tougher, doesn't it? I mean,
sure does. There's so much competition out there, and the competition isn't just across the street. It's all over the world.
It is. Today is National Giving Hearts Day. Are you familiar with this?
I'm not.
Celebration offers one of the best opportunities to donate to your favorite charity. Not only that, this is the longest-running giving day in the United States. So it's
nice.
A chance. Giving Hearts is just a chance to remember that there are other people in this world who may need a little help, and if you want to do something nice for them, this is a good day to think about it and maybe do something. All right?
Very nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill. Check with you again next hour. It is 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We have information on a fatal shooting in Wichita. Ted's going to have sports coming up, and I know that his sports is going to include both The Jayhawks and the Shockers on the basketball scene. And after that, entertainment news. The Blur is coming our way with Ted. And traffic and weather as well. In the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.